It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 5th. Burleigh County will hold a special meeting next week to take comments on whether it should resettle additional refugees. Burleigh County postponed action on the matter at a meeting Monday after a large number of people turned out to address the issue. A recent executive order by President Trump stated the new efforts to resettle refugees would have to receive permission from state and local governments. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced last month that the state would continue to receive refugees. For 20 years, the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train has traveled along the Canadian and U.S. lines. During that span, the Holiday Train has raised more than $15 million and collected over 4 million pounds of food. Media relations manager Andy Cummings calls the train the world's longest rolling fundraiser.
We start the train out east in Montreal, Canada, and we finish it all the way on the West Coast. We make 150-plus stops across the CP network in communities where we hold free concerts from the train. We have a stage that drops down from the side of a boxcar. The purpose of the train is to raise money, food, and awareness for issues of food security and hunger in those communities.
Cummings says that each stop is free and open to anyone.
People can come down. It's family-friendly music. It's a great time. It's about a half-an-hour show, and all we ask is that for people who are able, please make a donation to your local food shelf. It can be a cash donation, can be a non-perishable food item, and everything you donate stays in your community to help your neighbors in need.
The CP Holiday Train will be in Hankinson December 14th at 6:45, followed by Enderlin at 9:15. From ValleyNewsLive.com, a judge has ordered a member of the Miracle on Ice Olympics hockey team to be committed to a secure treatment center. The judge ruled that 61-year-old Mark Pavlich was mentally ill and dangerous. This comes in the wake of when he beat his friend with a metal pole in August. Pavlich's family says that CTE from numerous concussions in the NHL is to blame. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.